plan seems to be a lot of repackaging of what has been done before. Look, I hope it will work and that more houses will be delivered. Annual rents in Leitrim now has gone up by almost 14% there between July and September, and people is really struggling and there is a huge demand for houses, so we definitely need them. I suppose there's no sign of funding under the multi-annual rural water programme for the extension of wastewater systems, and I suppose if some of those systems were extended and there's people in houses there already wants to put up some of the funding for to extend them, it would make it more viable for developers maybe to build more houses in these areas where they could hook up to this infrastructure. As builders, this infrastructure is increasing the cost for them and making it less likely that a lot of them will go ahead with projects. Funding for the vacant home scheme for above the shop properties, and that is to be welcomed, and hopefully I suppose to see those buildings in towns that's lying vacant or only being used for business, if more funding was available there to try and get them brought back into use, would be very good. But I suppose we'll have to wait and see for the full detail.
Yeah, some of the issues that we've talked about there in relation to the wastewater, one of the only things that I've seen circulating recently was an initiative where housing developers could build the wastewater treatment plant. The EPA would approve it, and then Ishke Éireann, and only then would they take it over and look after the running of it. You would have expected, with a major housing scheme like this and a major plan being launched, that they maybe would have looked at each and every individual county and maybe even consulted councillors on the ground for feedback and maybe for some ideas what to put into this plan.
Multi-annual rural water programme was launched earlier this year, and funding was given for some water schemes, and that was only really on the basis where those schemes were going to hand them over to Irish Water. But I suppose funding could have been made available at that stage for communities to extend wastewater systems out. And I suppose builders don't want to be having to put in massive amount of money in infrastructure like that, because that's going to increase the cost of these houses. I suppose that's what I'm saying. Like, if the government seriously wanted to help with that, they could have done that under the multi-annual rural water programme and made the funding available there for communities to do this infrastructure. That would have then made it more viable for developers maybe to buy sites or to come in, because that infrastructure would be there. Passing the book on to developers to try and put in a massive expense on pumping stations and the like is putting them off, and it's not making it easy for them. If the money was put up before now, it would have maybe got a structural role, and that more developers would move forward in on projects.